Hey everybody, and welcome back to the Microsoft Ignite Countdown. I'm Joey Snow.
I'm Rick Claus.
This is episode number 6.
I think we should call this is Epicsode number 6.
Epicsode?
Epicsode.
It could be,
it's
because...
The most talked about, wanted to know about piece of information at every single conference that you ever go to.
Yes.
What is it?
It's not the party.
Well, that's a close second.
It is a close second.
It's a close second. I would say...
You know what?
Yeah.
I was walking through the halls,
mm-hmm.
and I happened to swing by an office and pick some things up. So let me show you. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
You ready? The bag.
No.
Z.
No.
No?
Those aren't, because I also walked by an office and I picked up the bags.
We have 4 bags. That is awesome. Now.
So wait a second. The first question that's going to come up is, what color bag do I get?
Well, the answer to that question is you get to pick the color of bag that you want, dependent upon availability.
As I would say, dependent upon availability in stock.
Yes, you can pick your favorite option. We have the yellow. We've got the blue.
And then I've got the green over here. And this one's all loaded up to be able to show you what it can hold. And then the orange one over here.
All right, before we get into what it can hold, I'm going to set these down here. Before we can get into what they can hold, we took some footage earlier on the inside of one of the bags.
The major features from an empty perspective of what the bag is.
Right. So as we mentioned before, there are 4 available trim colors so mm-hmm. that you can choose and pick your favorite option.
Yep.
They're made out of durable ballistic fabric.
Now, just so you know, that does not mean that they can stop a bullet.
That is correct. thanks for highlighting that.
Just to clarify what ballistic material actually means.
So what you have is you've got a couple of different compartments. You've got this big main room compartment. It's got sleeves for both a laptop as well as a separate surface or a tablet.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a ton of space in there for your cables, all the various things that you've got there, documents, any other personal belongings that you have. The shoulder straps are pretty awesome. The super, super great padding on those to give you, you know, some of that comfort, those long days on those show floor. And then, of course, on the back, there's also an air channel. And it's a padded back air channel so that you've got both the support to support the backpack as
yep.
well as air flowing through.
Right.
So you've got comfort there. The sides of the backpack, they have these mesh bottle holders, right? And it comes with a matching bottle, the matching water bottle. So
just think, it's a trading item you could use with all your friends. Mix and match the colors.
Absolutely. Now in the front pocket, I love this. The front outer pocket has a removable matching accessory pouch. So this is where you're gonna throw all of your chargers, all of your different adapters, all you know, the many video adapters that we've got to carry around,
the
your
items
USB sticks.
That typically get lost in the bottom of the bag.
Sure, absolutely. Your little carry travel mouse, all of those things. So really, we hope that the Ignite backpack has something really for anybody and for everyone. So that's kind of a quick little view of the inside.
Let's actually show you the details of how this is all executed.
Yes, absolutely, because we get a ton of questions whenever we do the bag episode about, hey, will it fit this? Hey, yep. will it fit that? What we have done is we have actually emptied out the massive knapsack that Rick carries around with him. It weighs a lot.
Yes.
We'll just say that.
It weighs a lot.
And we've managed to fit everything into the nice, compact, green version
yes.
of the Ignite backpack.
In case you don't know from the color of my hat, I happen to like greens. So that's why I chose green. And we'll start off with the sides, just basically right off the front to be able to show you that obviously, yes, you've got the water bottle. It's all there and it's all good.
Yep.
It has a little built-in little clip that allows you to clip it onto stuff as well, which is quite nice. And then the other mesh side as well to be able to put another water bottle, or in
yep.
this case here, channel line guy and a Windows guy happens to be in there quite nicely.
Oh, there you go.
Just as it goes. Now, you talked about the insert at the front. So just going into this one in here, you saw it empty earlier. In here, you've got your latchable, being able to put your keys onto it. I've got my Leatherman tool on there too as well, and then I've got my keys
oh, yeah.
all set to go.
Excellent.
So it's very good. Obviously, that's not TSA approved, so don't use that in
yep.
TSA. But then, I love this one. You mentioned this, the accessory.
Oh, that's my favorite.
The accessory one is very, very nice. It can be used for, you know, your lip balm and other stuff like that if you happen to have things, but it's also very handy, as you mentioned, because it opens up and folds flat.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
See, it actually folds flat. So I've got my audio cables in there for my portable recorder. I've got my flashlight, network USB adapter, and then I actually have my old ActionTech HDMI display.
Yeah, your little hockey
input,
puck thing.
My hockey puck thing. So that actually works out quite well.
And there's a little front zipper pocket on there.
Zipper on the front as well. It's a separate compartment to put stuff in.
USB sticks, man.
USB sticks, ID cards, things like that.
Fantastic.
That's a possibility that happens to be in there. But I also have, there is space in the front here as well. I've got my, in this case, my cable locks. I've got my HDMI cable because I didn't want to put it in there. I will warn you though, if you fill up your accessory case too thick, it won't fit back inside the original pocket.
Ah.
So the ActionTech opening is a little bit too large for that when everything's all put together.
Gotcha.
So I'd watch out for that. And then of course you get your pen holder. You can put all your pens.
Yep.
Including my Surface pen.
Your Surface pen.
Surface.
Ooh, you actually have one.
Surface pen not included.
That's right. All
these accoutrements are all mine, by the way.
All came out of my laptop. We just emptied Rick's knapsack.
Right.
Also, you notice there's the pocket where your phone is.
Oh,
right?
I forgot. I was looking for my phone. I didn't know where that went. I don't know where I put it.
It's in the back.
Okay, now the pièce de résistance is the big guy in the back.
Yes. What size laptop will it fit?
Well, I found the smallest laptop I could find.
Okay.
So obviously, my Surface fits in nicely on the inside tablet sleeve, which is padded as well. And then I have an old clunker of a 15-inch laptop, which happens to work.
Yep.
Did you have that in the main
padded pocket?
That was the main padded pocket.
Okay.
And then just to prove that it does fit, it is snug. Just to prove it does fit, I brought the 17-inch. This is my Dellosaurus, or Precision Workstation box. That I use for some of my server demos and stuff. It weighs about 20 pounds.
Yeah, and it's a couple inches thick.
Yeah, the battery life is about 15 minutes when it's unplugged. And there's still more because there's a document sleeve
in here as well.
The document sleeve, I just happen to have my Kindle for reading on the plane. So my Paperwhite's in there.
All right.
And then the neat part about the main pocket is the fact that it's got this ginormous area, that's where the big 17-incher was currently stored, can fit in there. And it is padded on both sides. It's padded on the side where the outside pocket is.
Yep.
It's padded on the back with the back pads, and it's also padded with the laptop sleeve. So if it doesn't fit inside the sleeve, it can fit in between and still be protected.
Yeah, so I'm looking at this and you know, you could put a laptop, a tablet, plus a three-ring binder, all of those things in there. So really a bag that I think is going to be useful not only for while you're at Microsoft Ignite, which is May 4th through the 8th in Chicago, but also to use well after. And love the option. The removable bag for the accessories is fantastic.
This isn't silk screened either.
This is embroidered.
Both logos and also at the top as well with Microsoft Ignite. So those aren't going to wear off on you, which is always nice. That's a nice added touch.
Absolutely. So you're going to have a backpack that you're going to be able to use for quite a bit of time even after the show.
One per attendee.
Yes.
Just before anyone starts to ask, you need to barter with your own skills and resources to be able to get one of each color. And we will also be bartering to get one of each color as well, because
I'm only getting one.
I don't even know if we get one because we're staff.
I don't know. So I don't know.
We'll
but I mean,
out.
You know, you could barter for maybe you have the blue backpack, you want the green accessories.
Yeah, it's definitely
with the yellow
out.
Bottle.
Yeah.
Yellow bottle.
You got it.
So there you have it.
Well, you get this at Microsoft Ignite. You say the dates. The dates are May 4th through May 8th, and it's in Chicago.
Absolutely.
And hopefully you've already gone ahead and registered at ignite.microsoft.com. Click on the registration button up on the top right-hand corner.
Yep.
I think it's top right-hand, if I remember correctly. And then don't forget, we also have the pre-days that you can go for as well.
Yes.
Or you registered. You can always go back and add the pre-day after the fact. You get this when you sign up and you go in and you register on-site, you'll be able to pick up your bag.
Absolutely.
At materials distribution, I think we traditionally call it. I don't know what we're going to call it this time.
No, we'll find out. We'll bring that information right to you.
Yeah.
If you have questions to address, ask us about the bag, about the conference in general, you may comment on the comment section below this video.
Mm-hmm.
You can also use the Twitter. We follow the hashtag MSIgnite.
Always a good one.
Or if you want to follow the actual or have a direct question that you want to ask the Ignite team, you can use @MS_Ignite. If you've got a question specifically to one of us, you can get me on Twitter. I'm @JoeySnow.
And I'm @RicksterCDN.
And of course, you can always follow the forums, which is where a lot of the questions have been coming in. Channel9.msdn.com, go to the top, select forums, and then choose Microsoft Ignite. We've been monitoring those, which I am going to guess there's going to be quite a bit of buzz and excitement in the forums following this episode with the fantastic bags. It's not just one, we've got four different flavors for you to choose from.
I was about to say, which you use the hashtag Ignite Orange, Ignite Green, Ignite Blue, or Ignite Yellow to show your preference.
Oh yeah?
Let's find out, see which one people like the most.
That sounds fantastic to me. Random survey. That does it for another episode of the Microsoft Ignite Countdown. We'll be back next week with even more fun and answers to your questions right here on the Microsoft Ignite Countdown.